शांति। 5th July 2019, फ्राइडे। स्लोगन, टू हैव अ क्वेश्चन मार्क ओवर एनी सिचुएशन मीन्स टू स्टार्ट एन अकाउंट ऑफ वेस्ट। टू हैव अ क्वेश्चन मार्क ओवर एनी सिचुएशन मीन्स टू स्टार्ट एन अकाउंट ऑफ वेस्ट। सो टू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन मार्क ओवर एनी सिचुएशन मीन्स वी आर बिगिनिंग अ न्यू अकाउंट ऑफ वेस्ट। सिचुएशंस कम एंड गो, दे आर लाइक क्लाउड्स, दे डोंट स्टे फॉर एवर। एंड टू पुट अ क्वेश्चन मार्क or any situation means we are beginning a new account of waste, means we are putting a full stop to the account of power. To start with question mark means to enter into the forest of confusion, where there are thorns outside the forest. So put to start a series of question mark. Why things are like that? What? Why? When? Where? How? Why only me? So all those questions lead to the mountain of waste. They are the paths, lanes that lead to the forest of confusion. So, what to do so that there is no question mark? What should we do with situations? You keep busy. First of all, think of every situation as a paper. Think of every situation as a paper. So when you have a paper in front of you, your aim is to pass it, rather than asking questions, rather than resorting to getting confused. And for passing any paper, you need good preparation also. So whenever any situation comes, think of that situation as if a paper has come and I have to pass the paper, and not just passing the paper but passing it with flying colors. Passing it, Baba says, pass with honor. So you have to pass the paper, you have to pass the situation, you have to pass through the situation so that you get the pass for golden age. So think of situation as a paper, then there would be no question marks. Because when there is a paper, I have to pass it. And the paper in this university would come at any time. Answer is known, question is known, but timing is not known. In those universities, in those schools, timing is known, but question is not known, nor the answer. Here question is known, answer is known, but timing is not known. And the question paper would come in the university of life. It would come in the form of situation, sudden death of relatives, sudden illness, sudden mistrust, sudden deception. So think of every situation as a paper. Then, these are toys. You have to play with toys. You don't cry, you don't shout, you don't get unhappy. Children love to play with toys. So you enjoy playing with toys. Situations are like toys. They have been given, otherwise what you will do whole day? You need something to play, no? So situations are there. They have been given unto you so that you keep on playing with them rather than getting disturbed, disgruntled. Therefore, playthings. Think of every situation as a cartoon show. This is a cartoon show which is going on. Mickey Mouse What else? Tom and Jerry. What else?
Donaldo.
What?
Donaldo.
What else? Mickey Mouse. What else? Beam. Okay. What else? Doraemon. Mon or Mon?
Mon.
So think of situations as cartoon show. So when you know this is cartoon show which is going on, there is no question of question marks. Things are coming, things are going, whatever that is shown in that, you enjoy it. Suddenly a car is coming and one man is trampled under it. And then he gets up again. One man falls from a huge building, gets unconscious and within few seconds gets up again. So these are to be enjoyed. Children love to enjoy. Children love to see cartoons. They love cartoon and cartoons increase their creativity. Those children who watch cartoons, they have better IQ. Their memory power is more. So think of situations as cartoon show and your IQ, not just IQ, SQ, spiritual quotient will increase. So every situation is a cartoon show, so there is no question of question mark. Every situation is a paper tiger. This is not the original tiger, the real tiger. This is the paper tiger, a tiger which has been made with paper. So you need not to get afraid, you need not to get scared by any of the paper tigers that are come in your way. They are just the paper tigers, they come and they go. They are just paper tigers. We are the real tigers. We are the real lions and lionesses. So think of every situation as a paper. Think of every situation as a cartoon show. Think of every situation as a toy. And think of every situation as a paper tiger. Think of every situation as a mountain. And my aim is to fly over the mountain, not just to climb it. I cannot waste my time in climbing the mountain. I cannot waste my time in breaking the mountain. I don't have to break mountains. I have to jump across the mountain. So situations are like mountain. I cannot sit here. Why the mountain has come? It's good that it has come. Now I can make use of my wings. Otherwise, what are these wings for, if not for flying? So I make use of my wings and I fly across. So every situation is like a mountain. So think of situations as mountain and my aim is to cross. Every situation is a Sandeep, stepping stone. We have been revising these. We revised yesterday only. So this is a stepping stone. Whatever situation that is coming in front of me, that's like a stone. When I put my foot on that situation, I step ahead. I go ahead. I am climbing up and up and up. My destination is here and I have to climb. So every situation is like a stepping stone to me. And so that's why there is no question of why the situation has come, why things are like that, why people behave like that, why their behavior is so rough, rude, unruly. Why things are adverse? Why things are going against the grain with me? So every situation is a stepping stone. Then every situation, as per the drama scene, is a scene of the drama. And every scene of the drama is, every scene of the drama is beneficial. Every scene of the drama is accurate. Every scene of the drama is fixed, accurate. Every scene of the drama is the repetition of what had happened 5,000 years back. And so there is nothing new in any scene of the drama. And that's why I enjoy. And that's why I'm already used to it. There is nothing to worry. There is nothing to be stressed. And in the confluence age, whatever that happens to me is for my benefit. So every scene of the drama is kalyankari. Every scene of the drama is just, nyayakari. Every scene of the drama is multivariegated, vividhata apurna. So it's for enjoyment. And then everything that is happening is sightseen. And sight scenes keep on changing. If I sit in train, I don't get disturbed by the scenes I see outside the train. Sometimes there is a field, sometimes there is a ground, sometimes there is a village, sometimes there is a waste barren land, sometimes there are flourishing crops, sometimes people are fighting, sometimes they are loving, sometimes there are houses, sometimes there are dilapidated houses, sometimes there are mansions. I remain unscathed. I remain unruffled by anything which is happening outside. So everything which is happening is a sightseeing, and no scene is permanent. No scene is permanent. Now the scene of sorrow would soon turn into the scene of happiness. And I cannot even get attached to any scene, because I know it's a journey. I have to move forward. I cannot stay and stop at one place. Okay, there would be stations, but then stations doesn't mean that I should stop there, because I know that this is not my station. Let somebody else get down. I have not boarded the train to get up at any which station which is coming in between. My station is here. I know there is where I have to stop. Uttishta jagrata prapya varani bodhata. I cannot stop unless and until my goal is achieved, my destination is reached. So everything is a sightseeing. So when there are sightseeing, I cannot answer. I ask why this boy is fighting there. This is scene. Train is going on. This is the Sangam Express. This is the Confluence Ajit Express which is going on. So keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. Don't stop. And this train has got double engine. So don't worry. So no question mark. Every scene which is coming in front of me is the settling of the karmic account. So why not settle the accounts with happiness? Just as we have the journey of life from birth till death, in the similar manner, karmic accounts also have a journey from point A to point Z, from point A to point B, whatever. And every karmic account has to get settled at one point or another. So I cannot get unhappy. I know that the karmic account is very hard, but it has got an end point. So starting point, end point. The birth of karmic account and the death of karmic account. There is what particular point the karmic account has started with some soul. So it has got a death also. Just as even relationship has a starting point and the end point. In the similar manner, karmic accounts also would get settled. And when I know it is karmic accounts, my burden is getting unloaded. And I need not to worry. Everything is getting lightened up. So I need not to worry. So it's a karmic account which is getting settled. Next, it's a gift. Tofa. Every situation, every storm should turn into tofa. It's a gift to me. Good that this situation has come. It has come as a gift to me from Divine Providence. It has come to me as a gift, as a present. Vinyam. So I cannot get unhappy. Next. Every situation is a philosopher's stone. Paras, money or stone. The situation has come and it has touched me. For what? To turn me into gold. Now there is so much alloy. The situation is like a philosopher's stones. It has come and it has touched me. The moment it has touched the soul has become brighter. The soul's shine, the radiance has increased. The luminance has increased. The luminosity of the soul has grown up. Soul has become like a dynamite. The soul has become like a lighthouse. It's radiating more and more. So every situation is a philosopher's stone. Every situation is a fire. Every situation is a fire. So when situation is a fire, it has come to make me pure. At present, there is so much alloy mixed in the soul. The gold is mixed with silver, iron, aluminium and so many other things. Now the soul, the situation has come as a fire, and let me put myself into this furnace. and those blazing flames would purify me. So every situation is a fire. So no question mark. Good that situation has come. Situation is like a fairy. There is a story of two monkeys sitting on the branch of the tree, and suddenly the voice of the heaven, Akashvani, jump down and you will become a fairy. So the female monkey jumped and she turned into a fairy. But the male monkey, he thought, if I don't become fairy, then I will not jump. So he did not jump. But when that male monkey saw that the female monkey has turned into a fairy, it jumps. But when it jumps, after some time, he gets fractures, because time was important. So when situations come, just jump headlong into the situation. When situations come, just jump into that situation. And when you jump into that situation, you turn into a fairy. So this situation has come to turn me into an angel, into a fairy. So let me jump into this situation. Let me see what happens. Situation is like chisel and hammer. Chisel and hammer. It has come. A statue is getting created. A very refined statue is getting created. So the strokes would be very refined. The nose has been made. But nose is not good. So, some fine strokes are needed to make the nose better. Eyes have been made, but they are not beautiful. So, beautiful eyes, strokes are needed. Ears have been made, but they are hanging. They are not good. Lips have been made, but they are outpouted. So, fine finishing touch is needed. So, this situation has come to make me more and more beautiful. Samosa. So, eat the samosa problem as you enjoy it. So, when you eat samosa, crisps one, you enjoy eating it. And suppose you alone have got the samosa and others have not got, you should feel proud. Because others have not got, you are the only one who have got. So, it's good that you are having it. So, enjoy it. Make others jealous that you have got a lot of situations in front of you. Others are just sitting like that without any situation. So good that every situation is a samosa. And last 16th challenge. Every situation is a challenge. Accept it. It's a challenge to me. You know, when the Rajput warriors are challenged, they cannot stay at home. When the warriors, Kshatriya warriors are challenged, they don't stay at home. They come out, even they know that it is unfair, war. But still they cannot stop. When somebody challenges, they have to come out. So challenge is something that makes one's blood boiled. So every situation is a challenge, and I accept the challenge. And when I accept the challenge, I become more powerful. It has come to fortify me. It has come to strengthen me. It's an empowerment program. So every situation strengthens me. There's one English author who says, don't bring me good news. Bring me bad news. Because good news weakens me. I need bad news. Who has died? What obstacle has come? What people are talking about me? Wrong things. Bring such good news, bad news. They make me stronger. So these are 16 points. Who will revise? Arvind bhai? First is paper. Second is toy. Third is paper tiger. Fourth is cartoon show. So these are the first four. Next four. Mountain. Ashish bhai. Drama scene. Kamlesh bhai. Next. Sightseeing. Stepping stone. So these are the four. Next four. It's a karmic account which is getting settled. Okay, let me enjoy. Then it's a Gift. It's a gift from God. It's a gift from Maya. It's a gift from Prakriti. It's a gift from fortune. It's a gift from future. What else? Gift. Then it's a philosopher's stones. It comes and it touches me and I turn into gold. And it is a fire. It purifies me. Fire has the function of purification. So every situation is a fire. It purifies me. It is a test of my purity also. Then fairy. You jump into it, you become fairy. If you delay, then you break your limbs. So don't, whenever situation comes, jump immediately and try to fight it. Next. It's like a samosa. Eat it with joy. Eat it with delight. Enjoy it. Next. It's a challenge. You accept the challenges. Because when you accept the challenge, you become more mighty, more powerful. Those who have accepted many challenges of life, they always become powerful. You have heard about the mountain man? Mountain man? Dashrath Manji. His wife died. His wife died because hospital was far away. And they could not access, he could not access the hospital. So this man, this poor man, he decided 30-40 years back that there is a mountain here. And he decided to cut through that mountain. And he began his work. People started laughing at him. What are you doing? It's foolishness to cut the mountain. And he did not have anything except chisel and his hammer. Throughout the day he would work and the whole night he would cut that mountain. And after 30 years he became successful in creating a way. So the distance of, I forgot, it's like 45 minutes it has become. How much kilometer? 52 kilometers, something like that. So distance is reduced. So that was his resolute will. He took up that challenge. My wife had died. I will not allow any other person to die. And he cut through that mountain. That's why he is known as Mountain Man. He is known as, he has been awarded. And I think movies are also made on him. Like that. So, take the situation as a challenge. And last, hammer and chisel. So, your nose is not good. So, Baba is not happy with your nose. So, Baba wants your nose to become properly shaped. Your eyes are little less beautiful. They are very small. They are not attractive. Your eyes are not very attractive. Your chin is not very good. There is a double chin. Baba wants to remove that extra chin. There is extra fat. So he will use the hammer. So don't cry. So when situations hammer you, you should feel happy that I am becoming all the more beautiful. When situations have come, I am becoming all the more beautiful. The statue is getting more and more dainty. So, today's slogan. Remember all the 16 points, they are very useful in life. You can apply them any time. Because life situations are uncertain. Unexpected things happen at any moment. And you should be ready for all of them. So today's slogan, to have a question mark over any situation. What does it mean? And when you put a question mark, an account of way starts. Why this? Why that? Why only me? Why people are happy? Why this thing happened to me? These people are sitting nicely doing yoga and doing jnana, listening classes, and we don't get time. Our duty hours are not good. Our place is not good. Our in charge is not good. Our companions are not good. My juniors are not good. This time is not good. And my fortune is not good. And fate is always against me. What else? My in charge, Baba, please change the in charge. I can do 8 hours yoga, but please change. So to have the question mark over any situation means what? Means to start an account of waste. It's a time to put a full stop to all the accounts rather than to embark on a new account. So put a full stop to this account of waste and start the account of power.